Is this you singing or me singing?
I think this is you singing.
And how do you like it?
I always forget the lyrics to this song, so it's you. Hi, everybody. Look, it's your friends Bill and Wendy. We're on the internet. For all of you who have found us, I think Joanne Worley is singing backup vocals in this. For all of those of you who didn't just hang up, thank you for being here.
You don't hang up.
You can't hang up on the internet. The internet's too big to be hung up on.
Why would they hang up?
Nobody would hang up. So this is what we like to call the bonus hour. No charge on this hour. It's just free form and it's fun. And if you want to call in, you can. Our number is 312-235-2525.
We have a guest in the studio.
First official guest for the bonus hour.
Oh.
First official guest.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
This is Akila Easter. She's been on our show various times. She's a lifestyle expert. She's an etiquette coach. And Kevin was pitched an idea for National Proposal Day, which is coming up, and we'll get into that. And Bill and I said, first of all, never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, if we're going to talk about proposals, we need our favorite lifestyle expert and etiquette coach, Akila Easter, to come in and talk to us.
I love you guys for that.
Thank you, Akila.
All right.
How long? Has this been around a long time and we just didn't know about this?
No, it's less than 10 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I was doing my research, I didn't realize that there's over 1,200 holidays. So Bill said we should be celebrating about 4 holidays a day, according to that.
Right?
Some of them are really stupid, though, be honest.
But not this one.
Not this one. That's why we're talking about it today.
Right.
So National Proposal Day happens 2 times a year. So I don't know if we should say day. We should say days.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the equinox. So in March and September, you have these opportunities to kind of nudge your significant other to say, hey, we should be moving towards marriage, or I think you're my type. We should be getting married. So Valentine's Day more is about, hey, I love you. This is expression of love. But National Proposal Day, you have 2 opportunities within the year to say, hey, tick, tick, tick. We need to be getting proposed or engaged soon.
Bill, I'm going to, you can share as much as or as little as you'd like.
All right.
Do you remember what you said and what you did and how you proposed to Terry?
Ooh.
I do remember. It was on a beach. There's a place in Delray Beach that means a lot to Terry and I. We vacationed there several times, and I knew that that's where I wanted to get engaged to her, and I had the ring for quite a while beforehand, actually for over a month.
I was going to say, beforehand. What's quite a while? Okay.
About 5 weeks, and okay. I kept it hidden for 5 weeks, and even on the plane on the way there, I kept it hidden. She had no idea I had the ring, and right before we went out to the beach, we went to a nice restaurant, and we were pretty dressed up, mm-hmm. and we went back to our hotel room and changed into beach attire. And I took one last look at the ring just to make sure that it was in its place and everything was ready to go. And she walked in on me while I was looking at the ring.
Oh, no.
I said, what is that?
Nothing.
That's nothing. It's nothing shaped like an engagement ring. What could it possibly be? So because of that, she kind of knew it was coming. But
itself, you did it, or you still made her wait?
We went out to the beach, and then we did it on.
But the right
beach.
Then?
Yeah, 20 minutes later.
Okay.
About 20 minutes later.
So were you nervous for those 5 weeks while you had the ring?
Nervous that she would find it, or that she would say no, or
no.
just
yes.
which part?
Would she say yes? Yeah.
I was pretty confident she
okay.
would say yes.
Don't you think most guys know that it's going to be yes? Because why would you go through all that nerve-wracking stuff if that you think for a minute it might be a no?
Right.
I know there's no way we can get the data, but I wonder what percentage of people say no.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you most likely, if you are proposing, you are confident that your spouse is going to say yes.
You'd hope.
But I just wonder what that, I just couldn't imagine what that felt like.
Imagine
all that preparation.
Like at a ball game or something. A lot of times people do like a halftime show or something. At that point, can I just say this to women listening or men, if you're getting proposed to, just say yes if the cameras are rolling. And then on the car ride home, you can go, okay, about this upcoming wedding.
Not doing it.
But don't embarrass them in front of everybody. Like, just say yes.
Your story with Jim?
He could probably tell it better than I could, but I know that he had the ring for quite some time. We had lived together in Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you say that's near Stone Park?
Yes, Sin, Illinois is a suburb. Unincorporated Sin, Illinois.
Unincorporated.
So he had the ring for quite some time, and he hid it in a place I would never look. It was inside some kind of a Star Wars something box. Because he knew I would never look in there.
Smart move.
And he had it for quite some time. And we went out to dinner, and he made reservations at Club Lucky, which is the first place we ever had our date, over in Bucktown. And I thought something was up because he kept saying, okay, are you good on this date? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, what else do I have? Well, just make sure, you know, we're going to go out. We're going to Club Lucky. I made reservations. I'm like, okay. So we get there and we're having some wine, and he does this amazing little speech about how much I mean to him and how he's met the right person. And so I'm thinking, this is it. This is, it's all going to happen. And then he's like, hun, would you like to order? I'm like, that's it? So we get home, and I'm kind of giving him a side-eye glance, like, well, I thought this was, you know, I didn't say anything.
Right.
We get home, and we start talking, and he said, why don't you come on the back deck? So on the back deck is where he had a bottle of champagne in a cooler that was ready to roll, two champagne glasses.
Nice.
However, he kind of blew his proposal speech at dinner.
Yeah.
So the real proposal speech was not as smooth as the one he gave at the restaurant. And he said afterwards, he's like, I kind of messed it up because it's like I meant to save that for later. But, of course, I said yes, and we went to the local bar that we lived near, and everybody's buying us drinks. And it was, I called my mom. Hey. It was just an awesome time.
Now, can I ask you guys this?
Yeah.
Bill, did you ask your wife's father for permission?
I asked him after we had already gotten engaged, which I know sounds backwards, but just on the off chance that he would show some discomfort with it, I want to just say, no, well, it's too late.
Right.
We already got engaged.
Here's the ring, right?
Right. Yeah.
Is that for real, or is that just
a
tradition?
That's more tradition now, but I would say do it in case some people's parents are old-fashioned. Then you won't have that animosity during the whole marriage,
right?
However the however long the marriage lasts. But I would just do that as, you know, just as a precaution, you know, just to make sure that you showed a sign of respect. Even though if he says no, you're probably still going to get married. But it's just, you know, just continuing that tradition.
Jim asked my mom.
He did ask
and
her,
so she
but
was,
not your dad.
He was dead.
Oh, that's right. That's true, I guess.
He had a seance.
A Ouija board. He talks to him.
They have Ouija boards. Come on.
He asked my mom if it would be okay, and this was months in advance, and I can't believe my mom kept the secret.
How did mom do that?
I did notice she was much nicer to Jim.
After he asked?
Yes.
Is that right?
Because he must have said, you know, I bought a ring, I'm good to go.
Now.
And she was much nicer to him then.
So, Akilah, for somebody who's about to go through this, is that still the norm? Are you going to ask a parent?
Yeah, it is still. Or whoever's significant to your spouse, to the closest person, because if the parent is deceased, maybe an uncle or a brother, something to that effect. But just as a sign to let them know, and for the long-term relationship with the family that you're about to get married into.
But should that person say no, just on the off chance that the person goes, look, I appreciate what you're doing, but I don't think this is a good idea,
That's
then what do you do?
Yeah, I would say, well, I'm going to prove myself to you. I'm going to implement myself into this family and prove that I'm a part of this family. So this was pretty much a sign of respect towards you, but we're still going to get married.
I would be so impressed. I have two daughters. Mm-hmm. If either of their boyfriends at some point does that, I'd be very impressed. They would certainly get points for that. But I did have some fear. There was a slight fear that should I ask my potential father-in-law that he'd go, no dice, we're not doing this.
Right, not going to happen. Yeah. He had his gun out sitting right here.
Right.
Like, no.
Right.
What if the girl's fiance don't ask you? What if they don't ask you?
I'd be okay with it, too, if they didn't ask me. But that little extra bit would mean a lot to me. I wouldn't mind that.
Well, a wedding is all about tradition.
Sure.
So why not start the tradition with the engagement aspect?
Right.
When the father walks the bride down the aisle. All of that is tradition, right?
Yeah.
So just start it at that point.
What about the getting down on one knee part of it all? Is that still a
thing?
Did
you do it?
Yeah.
I did.
Jim did not do it.
He did not.
Well,
I still regret that he didn't. I'll never let him forget it. I'm totally kidding. He just didn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a sign of respect during that. It's kind of like an old-fashioned superiority. I'm bowing down to you. Can we join our lives together?
Right.
So it's not needed. I don't see it happen a lot as within modern engagements. So, but you can go online now and they'll show all of the modern engagements. They'll show different people kneeling, some people standing, some people doing a whole dance routine. So there's a lot of different ways to approach an engagement now.
Can I say something, Bill?
Yeah.
I am shocked that you got down on one knee, because you are usually a contrarian, and you don't like to stick to traditions in a way. I don't mean that meanly.
No, right.
You're like, everybody else does it. I'm going to do something different. Like, I'm going to stand on my head.
Yeah.
So when you were thinking about it, you pictured yourself on one knee, or did it just happen?
Yeah, kind of. I kind of envisioned that would be the way it would play out, because I'm kind of a creature of TV shows and movies, right. And like the better engagements that I see in movies and TV shows always kind of happen that way.
Right. Yeah. Did you have a white horse to
ride
off?
Yeah, there was a white horse. There was definitely
a white
horse. Right. What about the people who want to do it in public? A lot of times you'll see at a restaurant, somebody will ask, right. Is that a good move or not a good move?
I think you know the person you're proposing to. So you need to know how they feel about being in public spaces.
Yeah.
If you know that they're an introvert, that's going to embarrass them. I probably wouldn't propose in a public place. And you have that risk again of them saying no. But like Wendy said, if you are in public, just say yes.
Yeah.
Just when we get to the car, we'll discuss this later.
And don't you think that honestly, if you really aren't, if you don't want to say yes and you don't want to marry this person, mm-hmm. say yes for all to see, just so he's not embarrassed. But I know it's probably rude to bring it up on the car ride home,
right.
But you also don't want to lead him on and
don't let it linger. He's already told his family.
And he's going to be excited.
Right.
And then like if you let him go through the whole night and then the next day you're like, I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
I know.
Did you get that? Keep that receipt. That's
right.
That's the very polite way to say it. Akilah Easter is here. We're talking about Engagement Day. You may not have known that that's a holiday, but guess what it is, and it's coming up soon. Which day is Engagement Day?
March 20th this year.
Mm-hmm. And that's which day of the week? Is that Monday?
Monday. It's
but now
Monday.
That's not a day to actually propose. It's a day.
It's the nudge.
Nudge day.
Where are we in this relationship? And
right.
I think we should be moving towards marriage.
Yes.
So, and they said like the average engagement will last about 14 and a half months. So after that, the wedding probably, if you do propose on that day, in about a year, you'll be getting hitched.
That's because all the planning it takes
to get
the wedding.
And
yeah.
to reserve a room, hall, right? That's, you probably have a year or 2 years in advance, especially if it's a popular place. Yes.
More with Akilah Easter coming up in just a little bit. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, on the web, on the stream. It's WGN.
I think I want to marry you.
Oh, how about that? This just in from the newsroom. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Akilah Easter. She is a lifestyle expert and etiquette coach. Kim Gordon also joining us. Happy anniversary to you, Kim.
Thank you. And, you know, talking about marriage and anniversaries.
Right.
Here we go.
Incredible. This is a story that kind of ties in with what we were just discussing. A girl that I went to school with. It's Christmas, and I know a lot of people get engaged at Christmas.
Yeah.
So in front of the entire family...
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend at the time says, in front of the family, will you marry me? She
right.
says yes, and then later on says to her family, I don't want to marry him.
So that
gets ugly. What do you do in a situation like that where it's Christmas morning, the whole family's there, everybody's excited, and then it turns out it's all a sham?
Whose family was it? Was it her family or his
her family?
Well, she should have felt comfortable possibly saying no in front of them, but
I guess she didn't want to embarrass him.
Yeah, didn't want to embarrass him. I just don't see where relationships are going when you're at the point of proposing and you still just say no.
Right.
So why are you still in that relationship?
Right.
Right. So after that, I mean, you guys should be intimate enough to where you guys can have a serious conversation. I think a lot of people are afraid to have these serious conversations in relationships, and some people will probably continue on and get married even though they didn't want to say yes
really?
To the engagement.
Oh, maybe.
Yes. So avoid hurting people's feelings. But you're an adult at that point. You should be able to have adult conversations with that person. So you said yes in front. I would pull him immediately to let him know before he lets everybody on his side of the family and his friends know.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
key.
Solid.
No Facebook posts about that yet.
And I mean, if you have any doubts, even a week or two before the wedding, mm-hmm. if you have any doubts,
right.
should you still go through with it?
I mean, I would avoid it. A lot of people feel like they put so much money, put so much time into preparing for the wedding that they think that they should just go into it. But a divorce is going to cost a lot more.
You would lose a lot of money, and it would suck.
Right.
But you're right. A divorce is going to be more heartbreaking and more expensive.
Right. And it's not like on TV where you can just run into the sanctuary and say, we're not getting married. You know, you want to have those serious conversations two weeks before you put that last payment down. And that's what the new thing of wedding insurance is for. If something happens, some things will be covered to where you can get reimbursed.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I never even heard of it.
Which is kind of like a prenup situation. But I think the wedding insurance is more for if, you know, maybe some natural disaster happens that, you know, those locations, you put the money down. But yeah, there is wedding insurance where you can't get reimbursed for certain things.
Do you go through your regular insurance provider, or is that just with the venue itself?
Some major insurance providers
have wedding
insurance.
Allstate will give you wedding insurance.
Yes.
Well, you have to call and find out.
I don't know about Allstate officially, but there are some major. Yeah, I know State Farm. You know, I think it's within there.
That's amazing. Yeah,
that's one of the new checks things on the list now, wedding insurance.
Yeah.
Prenup. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it expensive?
No, it's like, I think it's only like around $100, $200. But it is depending on how much you want to insure it.
Kevin, you took part in the wedding insurance? Just in case maybe like your hall burned down
our
or something?
We required it actually. So, and we went through Allstate here. And yeah,
you did? Oh, so they do carry it.
Yep.
Well, look at that bridal shop that just burned down recently with all those wedding dresses.
Yeah,
there.
True.
I guess if you had wedding insurance, your wedding dress would have covered. They're very expensive.
Right. So preparation nowadays, and weddings are more theatrical now than they used to be. So, you have to be able to secure that.
I say go back to going to the beach and get a justice of the peace, and bing, bang, boom, you're done.
I'll be satisfied with that.
So just to reiterate, if anyone is reluctant, if there is a wedding coming up and you feel like I'm just doing this for the sake of the show, it's no reason to do it.
Do you think he's going to be hurt more? They're just saying from a female perspective. Do you think he's going to be hurt more if you wait till we're preparing everything and you think that you are getting married? Or do you think it would be better just to stop it before a snowball effect
occurs? Right.
Right.
If a wedding is to fizzle out quickly, let's say a couple gets married and they only last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, a couple months.
Right.
You don't send the gifts back, do you? Do you send the gifts? You can't send the gifts back.
Some people do.
Do they really?
I would. Yes. I feel guilty.
I sent a gift to a wedding that got called off and I did not get the gift back.
Yeah. And you'll never forget it. Aren't you thinking about
it
still?
Well, they actually ended up getting married a few years later. It's all good.
Oh, they
but
did.
I didn't send a second gift.
Of course not.
No.
But yeah, that's a hard conversation when you run into that person. Like, you remember that gift that I sent you? Like, yeah, what happened to that? You know, you're probably going to see those people again. So I would probably return. And that's a good thing with the registry. You know who bought what. You don't have to. It didn't show up to the wedding because you didn't have the wedding. So the registry has all those details.
Well, and for me, it was like, if this thing went south, why would I want those gifts?
Right.
To remember it every day.
It's a reminder every
blender.
Day.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, blend his face.
Every day.
Akilah, thanks so much. We really appreciate
this. Thanks for having me.
Akilah Easter, again, a lifestyle expert, an etiquette coach. If people want to find you, the website's a little tricky for me.
Yeah, you can just Google Akilah Easter. So A-K-I-L-A-H, and then Easter, like the holiday, will be the first thing that pops up.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
Great to see you. Thanks for being here.